Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com
Q&A podcast. New Churches.
New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and that is Todd Atkins.
What?
That was a cute what.
Thank you.
What?
All right. Let's do this.
All right. So
I don't feel cute today. I feel like I'm ready.
Yeah, and you don't
give
even
me
have
a question,
you don't
Daniel.
Even have a cold brew.
I have no cold brew.
No.
Or Monster or said beverage.
Hey, what do you think about nitro coffee? Do you like it?
It's all right. It's good. Yeah.
You like it better than cold brew?
No.
No. I love the smoothness of the nitro.
I just need something that is strong and dark and is ready to help me get through the day. All I need is a little caffeine and a lot more Jesus, Daniel.
All right, let's listen to the question.
Hey guys, Chris here, and I just wanted to ask you guys a question in regards to a campus launch. We are getting ready to launch our very first campus, and we've got a general area in the community selected based on our members, based on what's going on in the community. So we know where we're going, but we're exploring the financial side of it now and looking at, you know, how much money do we need to have raised for this campus to successfully launch. We've heard a variety of things, timelines, you know, everything from, hey, you need to have a year's worth of operational funds raised, 12 to 18 months, 36 months. I've heard more. So just wanted to get your feedback and your thoughts on that. What is there a magic number, or at the very least, what would be a recommended number if you guys were going to launch a campus that you said, hey, we've got to have funding that will cover us through this many months? Looking forward to hearing your guys' answer.
All right. What are your thoughts, Todd?
It all depends. I mean, this is another one.
Depends
on where you are, what you're trying to accomplish.
So he's in Florida.
How long? I mean, where your church is financially, what city, what part of the city? Are you launching in a place with a lot of kids and then you're going to need more stuff? I mean, there's a bunch of things here. Like,
yeah, you're right. Are you doing this in Seattle, New York?
Yeah.
Boise, Iowa? Iowa?
Idaho?
I don't know. I just like to sing Boise.
Okay,
so he's in Ocala, Florida.
Ocala.
Yeah.
Ain't no stopping me.
So what do you think?
Okay. I would say for me personally, I loved Brown Bag It.
Mm.
So I'm going to say, especially on your first one, you want to go in lean and go minimum viable product here. You're wanting to go, I'm going to have a service on Sunday morning. What else am I going to have? Am I going to have childcare or not? Is this going to be a family service or not? Am I going to use existing staff or not?
Mm.
So I would love to say, hey, go in and you can kind of effectively do this without even saying you're doing it yet.
Mm, yes.
So go in and try it out and just say, hey, on Easter this week, or I'm sorry, on Easter this year, we're going to have a service in this venue. Don't say we're going to launch a new campus. Just say, hey, we're going to try it out. Then next year you may launch a campus there.
Yeah.
It may be that the Easter went so well this year that you were able to garner a core team out of that. And begin to meet with them and pray for the community and serve in the community and have an on-ramp of a year that you kind of knew this was where you're going, but it was a way to test the waters and kind of put yourself out there without putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No, it does make sense, because you can really go about it the old school way where you raise $1 million.
Ugh. Don't do that.
Right, raise $1 million, get a location, you know, and hopefully you didn't buy a location, but you know, find a location,
please, no.
Get, you know, hire 3 staff, 5 staff, whatever that is, and, you know, and do full on programming and all that stuff. So that really was the old school way to launch campus, go big or go home. And right. We really are moving beyond that because it's too high of a risk.
It's a massive risk, and it's a massive outlay of capital and opportunity costs, because you can't do more campuses or more with that money if you say, oh, we're going to sink this into, we've bought this property, we've, you know, invested millions of dollars in it, whatever it is. I've seen it done. I mean, there's cases where that's worked out well. Somebody bought in a great area of town, and they're able to sell that off later, and it's a great asset. It was appreciating, and that's awesome. But for the most part, those things do not appreciate. They depreciate. So don't waste a bunch of capital and, you know, creating a campaign around depreciable assets.
Yeah. And we've talked a ton about Leadership Pipeline. I mean, that's what New Churches is a part of, the Lifeway Leadership family. And how many people have we now brought through our pipeline coaching process?
4,000.
It's crazy, right? I mean, 4,000. So you think that
around the world.
It really is around the world. So when you think about that process to launch a campus, you can't go about and be like, oh, we need to find a campus pastor. If that's where you start, then you're already too far behind, right? You need to start with who you have right now, and you need to identify who on your staff can be the next campus pastor. Not who are you going to, not here's the job description and who are you going to hire.
But Daniel, we don't have anybody on our staff that can be a campus pastor.
Well, you need to have more of a developmental culture.
Yeah, that's your first problem.
Yeah. And then so that's where, you know, going a few steps back, that's where we would even say, before you can do this agile approach, this MVP approach to planning a campus, you need to have a culture of leadership development in your context. By doing that, you can then say, hey, student pastor, and student pastors make great future campus pastors. Hey, student pastor, we know this is all your responsibility, but we'd love for you to host a service, or do a, you know, a mid-sized community, or gather a group and do an outreach. And we want you to mobilize not just students, but we want you to mobilize those who live in this area from our church and just see what happens and just keep on going. And maybe that student pastor doesn't end up being the campus pastor, but at least you're beginning to gain momentum, see momentum, rather than, you know, trying to raise $1 million and then saying, hey, church, we're going to plant a campus there. And everyone's like, but I don't want to go there. I want to be here. And what about all that? Rather, you already have buy-in by starting that early enough.
I totally agree.
Yeah. So when you think about the MVP approach to planting a campus, it's neat to see the number of churches that are beginning to do this, right? Christ Fellowship is doing this as well. What is it? Is it Christ Fellowship Palm Beach? Is it Palm Beach?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're doing the pop-up church. Kind of like the pop-up raves. Is it raves? The pop-up parties.
It used to be.
Yeah, so they're doing pop-up. Daniel. I don't know. I've never been to a rave.
I don't rave anymore.
I don't rave
anymore. Back in my day.
Yeah, so I mean, that's where you have that pop-up context and that idea. So before we continue our conversation, actually, just a quick word from our sponsor. Small groups typically meet once a week, right? But life happens every day. And that's why Lifeway created the Daily Discipleship Guide. This new addition to the Bible Studies for Life curriculum is used at the weekly meeting to help generate discussion, but it also contains 5 daily devotions to reinforce the learning all week long. This consistent time in God's Word helps create the habit of daily Bible reading, which is an essential behavior for growing disciples. You can download 4 free sessions of the Daily Discipleship Guide at BibleStudiesForLife.com/DDG. That's BibleStudiesForLife.com/DDG. All right. Okay, so back to the question here, right? They're getting ready to launch their first campus. They already have an area selected in the community, so they know where they're going, but they're exploring the financial side, and they're trying to figure out how much money to raise for the campus to be successful. Any last words here?
I will say here, I like what we've been talking about, because before, you know, a lot of people considered, when I say MVP, the MVP used to mean, I need to find an MVP campus pastor that people will follow. No, minimum viable product, guys. Mm-hmm. So be sure that you test it out. Testing out the waters means a couple of different things. You want people to give to this and have vision for it? You start one on Easter, and I'm not just saying it has to be Easter, but you try it on Easter, not start it on Easter, but try a service there on Easter. And if there is momentum and a lot of people there in the seats, you're going to have people to draw from that are going to be excited about it. You just showed them the golden tomorrow. They experienced the golden tomorrow on one of the best Sundays of the year. So now they're fired up and they're much more eager and ready to talk about supporting that from a financial perspective, as well as from a perspective of, hey, I'm all in, I'm willing to serve, lead, whatever. I just want to create seats for lost people.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. My last word would be, don't let finances be a barrier to launching campuses, right? Because I would say lead with prayer, don't lead with finances, because the finances will come. If God is truly calling you to plant a campus in a particular area, then saturate it in prayer. Do this MVP concept, raise the awareness in your church. The finances are there in your church, but vision needs to lead it, not the finances. Totally. So that would be my encouragement there. All right. Well, thanks again for listening in to the podcast. We encourage you to pick up Chris Surratt's brand new book, Leading Small Groups, How to Gather, Launch, Lead, and Multiply Your Small Group. Now, they're part of our Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network family. He hosts the Group Answers podcast, co-hosts it. And in this book, he really does create a great manual to learn how to create a small group environment that will move people from, you know, consumer Christians to wholehearted believers. So, and how to do that within a small group and then move it toward multiplication as well. So be sure to pick up a copy of that book and also check out the Rainer on Leadership podcast as well. They're a great podcast that's a part of our family of podcasts, and they've recently covered great topics like 4 Thoughts on Ordination, 7 Habits of Highly Effective Preachers, and such. So just look up Rainer on Leadership on your favorite podcasting app and you can get started today.